Your Guide to the References in Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down music video by Raisa Bruner. As promised, Taylor Swift released her music video for her new song You Need to Calm Down off of her upcoming seventh album Lover on Monday morning, premiering on Good Morning America. Also as promised, the literally sugar-sweet video, Plenty of Cake, is filled with celebrity cameos from the likes of Katy Perry, Laverne Cox, RuPaul, Ryan Reynolds, and the guys of Queer Eye, all of whom are having a blast in a rainbow-hued, idyllic trailer park. The song takes an equality-first stance, criticizing haters and homophobes alike, and ends with a call to followers to support her Senate petition in favor of the Equality Act, tied in with this month's celebrations of Pride Month. Here are the many Taylor Swift Easter eggs, both within the Swift universe and to pop and celebrity culture more broadly, that the video, co-directed by Drew Kirsch and Swift herself, contains. A Cher quote. At the beginning of the video, Swift is at home in a trailer decorated lavishly in bubblegum style. There's a quick cut to a poster with powerful meaning, though. It's actually a framed Cher quote from a 1996 interview with a star who rejected certain societal norms and viewed men as a luxury, like dessert. In the interview, Cher reflects on her mother's desire for her to settle down and marry a rich man. Cher's response? I said, Mom, I am a rich man. That Breakfast at Tiffany's face mask. One of the classic scenes in Audrey Hepburn's seminal 1961 movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's, features the actress in a Tiffany blue silk sleep mask, embroidered with golden closed eyes. Swift's sleep mask in her music video is lavender silk and is embroidered with the script Calm Down in a possible reference to Hepburn's style. A watch with a cat face. Pretty much everyone knows Swift is a cat lover. She even recently picked up a new kitten who made his debut to fans in her music video for Me. So Swift's nod to her feline fixation in this video is revealed on her watch, where the face has an illustration of a cat. A lover phone case. Last week, Swift announced that the title of her upcoming album, it's due out August 23rd, is Lover. She snuck in a nod to the title in the You Need to Calm Down video by having it emblazoned on the back of a glittery phone case, which promptly catches fire soon after she tosses it down. A giant butterfly back tattoo. Just before she shrugs off a hot pink fur jacket, we get a quick peek of Swift's back, which is almost completely covered in a giant tattoo. The ink depicts a snake in the middle of her back, which expands up into a cloud of butterflies that reach to her shoulders. The tattoo is an ink version of a similar visual from her Me music video, showing her metamorphosis from the Reputation-era snake theme into the Lover era, filled with rainbows and butterflies. A pool float shot. Swift also spent some time in the video lounging in a pool float in the middle of a perfectly circular and fairly luxe kiddie pool. The scene has strains of the arty pool photos that have become popular in the past few years thanks to drone photography. But the pool float also brings to mind Swift's own history with floaties. In past years, she was known for hosting lavish summer parties with extravagant floats and slides and a raft of celebrity attendees. Cameos for Laverne Cox, Hannah Hart, and more activists. The next segment of the You Need to Calm Down video features stars like Laverne Cox, known for her activism for transgender rights, and Hannah Hart, a YouTube comedian known for her series My Drunk Kitchen, who are each hanging out in their respective front lawns and get moments to shine. Hayley Kiyoko's Fierce Archery. When Swift sings, "But you're coming at my friends like a missile," that's the cue for Hayley Kiyoko to appear, wielding a bow and arrow, a missile of a more medieval variety. Kiyoko is herself a pop star with hits like Curious and Girls Like Girls, known as an LGBTQ rights advocate and beloved by fans for improving lesbian representation in pop. In the video, Kiyoko hits a bullseye with her arrow in the center of a target stamped with the number 5, a hint that some are taking to mean she might feature on the fifth track of Lover. A protest march. Throughout the song, Swift admonishes those who tear down others. "Why are you mad when you could be glad?" she asks, referencing the LGBT representation advocacy group. Anti-LGBTQ plus protesters appear sporadically throughout the video, carrying signs like homosexuality is sin, and easily distinguishable from Swift's friends with their less than colorful attire. This spring, Swift has taken a stand as an LGBTQ plus ally, sharing a petition on change.org for political support for the Equality Act and writing a letter to her senator. A Ciara-officiated wedding. Jesse Tyler Ferguson of Modern Family fame and his husband, Justin Makita, get a chance to reenact their wedding kiss in the video, officiated by Sierra. Swift further showed up for Ferguson over the past weekend, joining him at the Stonewall Inn in New York City to play a song live. A sip of tea with Tan France. Tan France is the fashion guru on the Queer Eye reality show, and in You Need to Calm Down, he gets his solo moment with a pot of tea, which he gracefully pours down his throat. Not only is France a British citizen, making his tea cameo particularly apt, but as we know, tea in pop culture slang is also a reference for hot gossip, about which France appears fully unbothered. Swift then extends the tea metaphor, sitting down to a literal tea party with the rest of the Queer Eye gang, including Anthony Perosky, Karamo Brown, Bobby Burke, and Jonathan Van Ness, as she sings, "You just need to take several seats." Adam Rippon serving ice. Olympic figure skating star Adam Rippon is also spotted serving, what else? The iced-based treat of snow cones, most likely in a wink to his prowess on the ice. A tattoo for Ellen DeGeneres. Show host and star Ellen DeGeneres is next spotted inside one of the trailers getting a tattoo on her arm from Adam Lambert that reads Cruel Summer. This one is a bit of a mystery. Cruel Summer could be referring to the 1983 pop single by the British girl group Bananarama. But that's a pretty oblique callback. Fans speculate it could be the title of another lover song. A spelling error. As Swift and her squad recline on lounge chairs with reflective screens to maximize their sun time and minimize the shade, metaphorical and literal, a group of anti-LGBTQ plus protesters encroaches on their space, holding up signs. One reads, "Get a brain, morons," spelled incorrectly. In her last song, Me, Swift made it a point to call out the importance of spelling. "Hey kids, spelling is fun," she insists in those lyrics. A Billy Porter moment. Tony-winning actor, Pose star, and red carpet icon Billy Porter makes his cameo sashaying down the line of sunbathers in a caftan, just as Swift sings, "Can you just not step on his gown?" The Drag Pop Queen Pageant. A lineup of former Drag Race contestants and a famous Beyoncé impersonator participate in a pop queen pageant, each dressed up as a different star. Spotted, Tatiana as Ariana Grande, Trinity the Tuck as Lady Gaga, Delta Work as Adele, Trinity K. Bonet as Cardi B, Jade Jolie as Swift, Adore Delano as Katy Perry, Akira C. Davenport as Nicki Minaj, and Riley Knox as Beyoncé. RuPaul with a prize crown. But instead of giving the pageant crown to just one of the contestants, RuPaul appears on stage and then tosses it in the air. It seems like all the pop queens are meant to share the crown, a la Mean Girls, perhaps. Ryan Reynolds at work on a painting. Deadpool actor Ryan Reynolds has long been in Swift's universe. He's married to Blake Lively, one of her squad members of years past, and has popped up at those summer bashes she used to throw. Here he makes a cameo as a painter, focusing intently on painting a canvas based on a photograph of the historic Stonewall Inn, the site of the 1969 police raid that is considered to have kicked off the modern LGBTQ plus rights movement. Katy Perry as a hamburger. At the 2019 Met Gala, Katy Perry dressed up for the after party in a full-on hamburger costume. She reprises that look for appearance in Swift's You Need to Calm Down video. Swift herself, in a French fries costume, seeks Perry out in the midst of a joyous food fight. The two were previously known to have been involved in something of a standoff, but recently have declared peace at last. The Equality Act Petition. This spring, Swift has been putting forward a Senate petition for the Equality Act via Change.org, asking supporters and politicians to support her campaign. She throws in an ending card shout-out to the Equality Act here as well. "Let's show our pride by demanding that on a national level, our laws truly treat all of our citizens equally," it reads.